Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 7th chapter of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. In this Perek, the Rambam discusses more details regarding the Molad, the conjunction of the sun and the moon, through which we can determine when it is a new month. Halacha Aleph. Ein kovin la'olam rosh chodesh tishrei lefi cheshbon zeh, lo be'echad b'shabbos, lo be'rabi b'shabbos, lo be'erev shabbos. Sim lehem adu. We never establish the rosh chodesh of the month of Tishrei, based off this calculation, on the first day of the week, the fourth day of the week, or the sixth day of the week. And a way to recall that, an acronym is ADU, Aleph Dalet Vav, 1, 4, 6. El Kishiyem Molad Tishrei Be'echon Mishlosha Yomim A'ilu, Kovan Rosh Chodesh Bayom Shalachar. When the Molad for Tishrei would fall out on one of these 3 days, we make Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah in that sense, the day afterwards. Ketzad, there I'm going to illustrate. Harishaya Molad Be'echon B'Shabbos, Kovan Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Yom Sheni. Im Haya Molad Bervi, Kovan Rosh Chodesh Yom Chamishi. Im Haya Molad B'Shishi, Kovan Rosh Chodesh B'Shvi. If it were to fall out that the conjunction is on the first day of the week, so then we make Monday the day of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And if the conjunction is on the fourth day of the week, so then we make Rosh Chodesh on Thursday. And if the conjunction is on the sixth day of the week, then we make Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. Halacha Beis. V'cheinim yeh ha-molad b'chatzi ha-yom, olum mala mi-chatzi ha-yom, kovan Rosh Chodesh b'yom shel acharav. And similarly, if the conjunction for specifically the month of Tishrei takes place at midday or after midday, so then Rosh Chodesh will be on the day afterwards. Ketzad, the Rambam now illustrate, Harishaya Molad b'yom sheni b'sheish shos b'yom, o yeser al sheish shos, kovan Rosh Chodesh b'shlishi. If the conjunction, the Molad, would fall out on a Monday at midday or later, so then we establish Rosh Chodesh on Tuesday. V'mi ha-molad kodem chatzi yom, afilu b'chelek echad, kovan Rosh Chodesh, but also yom ha-molad atzmo. However, if the conjunction falls out before chatzos, before midday, even just one chilek, meaning to say the smallest unit that we measure time in, so then we establish Rosh Chodesh to be on that very day, the day of the conjunction. However, that is assuming, though, again, as we saw in the previous halacha, that it's not one of these 3 days of the week, either a Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. Halacha Gimel. Kishiyah ha-molad b'chatzi ha-yom o achar chatzos b'yidach ha-liyom shel acharav. In such a case, where the conjunction occurs at midday or later, and therefore Rosh Chodesh should get pushed off to the next day, if the next day, however, is one of these 3 days, Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, in that case, then Rosh Chodesh gets pushed off to the day afterwards, and then it will turn out that Rosh Chodesh will be established on the day which is the third day from the conjunction. Ketzad, the Rambam will now illustrate, Harishiyah ha-molad b'Shabbos b'chatzos, Simen Zayin Yudches, Kovan Rosh HaChodesh b'Shana Shemolada Kazeh b'Sheni b'Shabbos. In a scenario where the conjunction will fall out on Shabbos at midday, which can be symbolized as 7:18, 7 referring to the 7th day of the week, Shabbos, and 18, the 18th hour of the 24 hours of Shabbos, i.e. midday. So when it falls out at midday, which now means that generally we would push off Rosh Chodesh to the next day, but that's a Sunday, so you can't, so you push it off another day, you'll make Rosh Chodesh on Monday there. And then similarly, if it were to occur that the conjunction would be on a Tuesday at midday, so since it can't be on Wednesday, so then you'd push it off to Thursday in that case. Halacha Dalet. Molad Tishrei shiyatzeh b'cheshbon zeh, b'leil shlishi, b'teisha shos, b'leila, u'masayim arba chalakim, misha asiris, simana gat rad. In a normal year, when the conjunction of Tishrei will fall out on the evening of Tuesday, which is 9 hours and 204 units after nightfall, oh yes, Ralze, or more than that, Im hayas hashana pshuta, if it was a normal year, a non-leap year. Dochen es Rosh HaChodesh, v'ein kovan osoba shlishi b'shana zu, el b'chamish b'shabbos. So in that case, we push off Rosh HaChodesh, and we don't establish it on that Tuesday, but instead, we push it off later to be on that Thursday. To simplify why this is true, it is essentially because otherwise, if you don't push it off in this fashion, you'll end up having the combination of 2 years in a row, which will lead to one of the years being 356 days, which is beyond the maximum allowed for a lunar year. Similarly, if you have the scenario where a year which immediately follows a leap year, if the conjunction for Tishrei takes place on Monday, which is also then 3 hours and 589 units after the day has begun. Im ha'isa usa ha'shana motzei ha'mu beres, ha'isa ha'shana ha'smucha la sh'avar mu beres, ein korban rosh ha'chodesh b'sheni b'shabas zu ela b'shlishi. So in that case, if it was where, as we said before, it's a year that follows a leap year, so then we make Rosh Chodesh on Monday, but we will not on Tuesday. In this case, the rationale is, again, in an oversimplified form, because otherwise then the leap year will turn out to have been too short for a leap year. It will have only been 382 days rather than 383, and therefore we have to avoid that. Halacha Vav. Haya molad ha'shana ha'pshuta sh'amarnu she'tidach ha'lachamishi pachos chilek echad. Kigon shiyata simana gat rag o pachos mizeh. Kovano sabir shloshi. However, if you have the conjunction of a normal year, which occurs even one chilek beforehand, such as the symbolism of 3, 9, 203, third day of the week, ninth hour, and 203 chalaka minteh, so in that case, then, we make Rosh Chodesh on Tuesday, as opposed to postponing it all the way until Thursday, as we had said above. V'chein im haya molan motzei ha'iber b'yom sheni pachos chilek, k'gon shaya simana b'tes vav tak fach o pachos mizeh, k'mon osa b'sheni. Or, similarly, if you have the molad of a year which had come after a leap year, and it occurs even just one unit earlier, such as 2, 15, 588, or before that, so in that case, Rosh Chodesh should still be established on Monday. And therefore, Nimtza derech kvias Rosh Chodesh Tishrei lefi cheshbon zeh kachu. What comes out, based off of this calculation, the setting of the Rosh Chodesh of the month of Tishrei will come out as follows. Tachsho v'teida hamolad be'eze yom yeh, b'kama shos mena yom, o mena layla, b'kama chalak mena shah. First step is to calculate when exactly the conjunction is going to occur, which day of the week, how many hours into the day or night, and how many chalakim from the hour. And then next, v'yom ha-molad hu yom ha-kviya l'olam. And the day of the conjunction will always be the day when you will establish Rosh Chodesh. Ela im kein haya be'echar b'shabbos o b'rvi o b'erv shabbos, unless it was either on Sunday, Wednesday, or Shabbos, where we'll push it off. Or if it was in the latter half of the day, either directly at noon, midday, or beyond then. Or if it was 204 chelek units from the 10th hour of the night of the third day of the week, i.e. Tuesday, or more than that. And it was a normal year rather than a leap year. O shaya hamolad be tak fat chalakim misha revias miyom sheni vaisa ashana pshuta shachar hamobares. Or if the conjunction was after 589 units, again chalaks, of the fourth hour of Monday, and it was a normal year but one that had followed after a leap year. Sheim yera be'echa mi'arba dvar ma'elu. Because if one of these four instances occurs, ain kovim biyom molad, that's an exception, and we don't establish Rosh Chodesh on the day when the conjunction occurred. El biyom shel acharav o shel achar acharav kederek shebe'aron. Rather, we do it on the day afterwards, or on the day afterwards, as has been explained above. Halacha Zayin. Mnei ma ain kovim b'cheshbon zeh b'yemei adu. Now, for what reason do we want to establish Rosh Chodesh based on the day of the conjunction if it falls out on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday? Because, as has already been explained, the various calculations described are to make the conjunction of the sun and the moon in terms of their average rate of progress. But it doesn't actually imply the true positioning of the sun and the moon, as will now be explained. Ketat, the Rambam now illustrate, b'shlishi koven b'rvi dochen. B'chamishi koven, b'shishi dochen, b'shabbos koven, echad b'shabbos dochen, b'sheni koven. If it's on a Tuesday, we set it as Rosh Chodesh. On Wednesday, we push it off. If it's on a Thursday, we establish it as Rosh Chodesh. If it's a Friday, we push it off. If it's on Shabbos, we establish it as Rosh Chodesh. If it's on a Sunday, we push it off. And if it's on a Monday, we establish it as Rosh Chodesh. At this stage, it's probably worth pointing out that the Rambam doesn't give any of the reasons given in the Gemara for why we don't set Rosh Chodesh Tishrei on any of the Adu days, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. There are reasons given in the Gemara. The Rambam is associated in terms of its true positioning in the celestial spheres versus its perceived one, and this is a way of sort of dealing with that average. But it is a bit arbitrary, and again, ignores the Gemara. All the various commentators discuss this, but it's something worth pointing out. Halacha Ches, the final halacha in the parak. Ve'ikar shaha arba dechiyus elu, hu zeh ha'ikar shalmarnu she'acheshmon hazeh mahalach emtzai. This same idea that the various calculations are going to be based on the average rate of progress in the conjunction, that's also what pushes us for those other four reasons for pushing off Rosh Chodesh. Urai ledavar shamulad yeh b'leil shlishi v'yedech alachamishi pamim rabos. Lo yirai yireach b'leil chamishi v'lo b'leil shlishi mechlal shelo niskaptu Hashem esh reireach kibot amiti el b'chamishi. And proof of that is that there are times when, based off of our calculations, the conjunction will take place on a Tuesday. And yet Rosh Chodesh is pushed off until Thursday, and the moon won't even be seen on Thursday night or even on Friday night. And therefore, that shows that the true conjunction of the sun and the moon did not take place until Thursday, despite us saying in our average way of working with the Molad that it would have occurred already earlier on Tuesday. Have a wonderful day, and Shavuot Tov.